Harbor Beach 14. North Huron nothing. Harbor Beach on the door, knocking once again on their North Huron 1 yard line.
Well, what we'd like to see here North Huron do is get a fumble or something so they can get back on offense and score.
I agree. Harbor Beach out to the very early lead. The wing tee in for Harbor Beach now. Kraft under center. Hands it off to Sloan Klasky, who pushes forward. And the officials say touchdown, Harbor Beach. Sloan Klasky in for the 1 yard gain and the touchdown. It is now 20-0 Harbor Beach over North Huron.
We'll see if they go for two or kick it. It looks like they're lining up to kick it. So number 81 for the Pirates in there to kick, Ryan. Or Clark.
Did you just call me Ryan?
Yes, I
okay,
did.
Okay, that's all right. Well, you're only 12 years off there.
Oh.
All right, so Harbor Beach out with the field goal unit for going for the one-point conversion. Sutherland gets it up, and no good, far right. So the score remains at 20-0, Harbor Beach over North Huron with 1:49. We'll be back right after this.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Parker, and Excalibur, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery, bow and arrow, or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry this year with a handmade cedar blind to both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Pick up a flyer in-store with Super Gun Specials. The Heritage Rough Rider 22 caliber long rifle revolver, only $119.99. Don't miss the 19th annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 11th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. The complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com or pick up a flyer at the store. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, including the used gun auction Sunday, September 11th at the Emily City Fairgrounds. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
And we're back at Harbor Beach, out to the early lead, 20-0 over North Huron. As Sutherland kicks it off for the Pirates, gets to about the 20-yard line, and it goes out of bounds, in fact, at the 20-yard line of North Huron. So, flag on the play.
So we'll see if they spot the ball at the 40, or where do they do this? He's pointing ahead, so.
Looks like they're going to put it at the 35-yard line.
Yep.
So, first and 10 for the Warriors at their own 35-yard line. They have 65 yards to the end zone. It'd be good to see how North Huron offense get kick-started here.
That's correct. Well, I think they've tried everything. They've tried the power, and they've tried the quick passes. They've tried to reverse. So he's trying to find the opening, and so that's what you try to do. But right now the defense is just shutting them down.
That's right. So Case under center hands it off to number 44, Brandon Moore, caught in the backfield, a loss of 3, so it's 2nd and 13.
Gavin Colapart made the hit. He might have been going on a blitz, and he ran right into the runner for a 2-yard loss.
So 2nd and 13 for the Warriors at their own 33-yard line.
Because Colapart is playing a linebacker. Harbor Beach is still playing the 5-man front.
3 men in the backfield for the Warriors. Case hands their fullback, number 44, as he powers ahead, finds a hole in the line, and gets about 4 yards. So it's going to be 3rd and 9.
Colapart again made the hit for tripping him up, but not before picked up a few yards on that one.
Gain of 4 there and more, as it is 3rd and 9 for the Warriors. A critical 3rd and 9 for the Warriors. If they get this, if they continue, they move the chains, they continue to move the chains, and they continue, hopefully, to get down to the end zone and get on the board. 3 men in the backfield for Casey Billicks back to set pass. Gets to number 44, Moore, his fullback, right at the line of scrimmage. As he breaks 3 tackles and gets the first down, he's into Harbor Beach territory and brought down at the 42-yard line of Harbor Beach.
Sloan Klasky made the hit for the Pirates, but it was a middle screen, Clark, and the running back did a nice job of filtering through there and picked up nice blocks from his linemen.
So an 18-yard gain there. Number 44, Brendan Moore. So it's first and 10 for the Warriors at Harbor Beach's 45-yard line. Three men in the backfield. Hands it off. And not much gain there, maybe a yard for...
And a host of Pirates on that one, along with number 81, Kyle Kramer, number 50, looks like 58. Well, that's Kyle Kramer, so, and Tom Slutherland. There, we'll get it.
So Mike, number 24, Mike Suzeski gets the two-yard gain, and that is going to bring the end to the first quarter. It's Harbor Beach 20, North Huron nothing. We'll be back right after this on Cool.
The Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union is pleased to support the Harbor Beach football team. Their loan interest rates on new and used 2012 through 2009 vehicles is 3.50%. Financing will be from 60 to 72 months. Recreation vehicle loans, 7%. Late model RVs at 8 to 10%. Credit Union Special on unsecured loans up to $1,000 at 7% for 12 months. $2,000 loans at 8% for 24 months and a $3,500 loan at 8% for 36 months. Christmas Club accounts will be maturing on October 31st with an interest rate of 0.75%. It's never too late to sign up. Time to think about next year's Christmas Club account. They start on November 1st. Their membership is open to all. New members are always welcome. So please, visit the Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union at 727 Truscott Street under the water tower or call them at 989-479-3357. That's the Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union, NCUA insured, where they're always working for you.
And we're back in Harbor Beach. 20 to nothing. Harbor Beach out to the early lead at the start of the second quarter. 20-0 Harbor Beach over North Huron. North Huron now going left to right across your radio. Case back to pass and gets caught up in the pocket as Harbor Beach swarms to the ball, and a sack is in the books for Harbor Beach defense. Looks like it's going to be about only a gain, a loss of three, in fact, actually.
Well, there's a host of Pirates that were surrounding him, and they flushed him a little bit to the left, and then he decided to go up right up to the middle. It ran into Kurt Messing for the Pirates.
And it's not good for the Warriors to take head on against the Pirate defense there through the heart of it.
And
so
I noticed here, Clark, also Coach Rubel has switched some younger players in that front line of his, and they're moving around, and they're a little quicker.
So Case hands it off to his fullback, number 44, Brandon Moore. Gets a gain of about three, and it's now going to be fourth and 10.
Problem is they have taken out that tackling machine, Gavin Colapart, for the Pirates. He, again, on the hit for the Pirates along with a couple others.
So the clock continues to tick down. 10 minutes and 55 seconds remain in the second quarter. 20 to nothing in Harbor Beach or North Huron. Fourth and 11, according to the spot. Fourth and 11 for the Warriors. Let's see if they can continue their drive down now that they are into Harbor Beach territory after a 18-yard pass from Kyle Case to Brandon Moore.
It looks like they're going to go for it.
They're going for it, but there's a flag on the play. This could be a delay game.
Yeah.
So a delay of game against the Warriors. It's still going to repeat fourth down, and it's going to push them back 5 yards. So it's now going to be fourth and 16, a long 16 for the Warriors.
Well, it looked like number 8 was going to be the punter, but they took him out. So I'm not sure what they're going to do on this one.
It's going to be interesting no matter what.
Yeah, so it looks like we're still going to punt.
So the punt squad out for North Huron. And again, the punter very short behind, little fumbled punt. But he gets it off in a decent punt as the fair catch is received by number 47, Aaron Ginther, at the 27-yard line of Harbor Beach territory. 10:27 remaining in the second quarter. Harbor Beach 20, North Huron nothing. As Harbor Beach offense heads out onto the field, first and 10. From their own 27-yard line.
Brandon Moore bumped him a little bit that they didn't call a foul on that. They easily could have, because after he called a fair catch, the ball came into his hands, and Brandon just said, whoops, excuse me. They didn't call a foul on that. But that was a good one. No harm, no foul.
That's right. No, good no call there.